This is Fresh Air. The work of saxophonist and composer John Zorn straddles written and improvised music, high and low culture, East and West. On recent albums, he's paid tribute to film composer Ennio Morricone, played compositions by bebop pianist Sonny Clarke, and set up a framework for improvisers based on the board game Cobra. Zorn's new album includes a tribute to crime novelist Mickey Spillane. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Back in the car before I opened my mouth. The gun bucked back like she did. She didn't have room for any pockets. There was a party of bullets going on inside her shirt.
John Zorn often sings the praises of the quick change scores Carl Stalling wrote for classic Warner Brothers cartoons. Divorced from images of Porky, Daffy, and Bugs, Stalling's music is wonderfully disconnected and unpredictable. New themes emerge and disappear in a matter of seconds, as they do in much of Zorn's music. But Zorn knows that few of us listen to Stalling objectively. In those cartoons, as in Japan's kabuki theater, music is systematized, encoded with meaning. If you listen to a cartoon blind, when you hear a descending slide guitar chord, you know a percussive crash will follow. You can practically see Wile E. Coyote dropping to the canyon floor. Spillane, the long title track from Zorn's new Nonesuch album, is his triumphant homage to 50s Pulp Fiction king and 80s beer salesman Mickey Spillane. It sounds like Carl Stalling's idea of a film noir soundtrack. Reedman Zorn and eight musicians, including guitarist Bill Frisell, drummer Bobby Previtt, and David Weinstein on sampling keyboards, thread together canned sound effects, atmospheric patches, variations on terse themes, and soundtrack cliches that create their own pictures.
And forgot to blow out the smoke.
In hack film scores, jazz is associated with sleazebags, gangsters, and losers. Zorn is one of the few composers since Ellington wrote his Jungle Music for the Cotton Club to make something positive of cheap stereotypes. His irony neutralizes the cliches without canceling their coarse vigor. Spillane has no narrative plot. Tawdry associations are the glue that hold it together. One way or another, they all refer to Mickey Spillane, that poet and pop icon of low living, or his brutal private eye hero, Mike Hammer. Zorn nails the exuberant tastelessness of hard-boiled writing. And in this context, Carol Emanuel's angelic harp suggests the delirious excess of Spillane sagas like Kiss Me Deadly. Zorn has pointedly cast musician/actor John Lurie as his Mike Hammer. He gets to mumble ersatz Spillane-isms like, "They ripped the stuffing out of my mattress, but they didn't touch the sheets on my bed." Lurie's surly hammer echoes the sour cynics he played in Jim Jarmusch's neo-noir films Stranger Than Paradise and Down by Law. But Zorn's short scenes are paced like TV. Spillane is 25 minutes long, about the length of a 50s cop show. And the most obvious recurring motif is a quote from Nelson Riddle's Route 66 theme. A classic emblem of rootlessness becomes a unifying device. Also on the album are a composition for string quartet, Japanese soprano, and turntables, and Two Lane Highway, a blues concerto for guitarist Albert Collins. Collins may be the most harmonically imaginative of blues musicians, but Zorn's shifting backdrops don't coax him into stretching out as much as you might hope. It's not bad, but it's no Spillane either. Still, one triumph per album ought to be enough.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Spillane, John Zorn's new album on the Nonesuch label. This is Fresh Air.